the Senate has given the nod to extending stem cell research using cloned human embryos in last week's conscience vote in Parliament. 34 senators voted to overturn the ban on therapeutic cloning, with 32 senators voting in opposition. The benefits that stem cell research can provide range from potential cures to cancer, Parkinson's, and even spinal cord injuries. But for those of us who don't understand the intricacies of stem cell research and cloning, what does it all mean? Here's a bit of background. In the early stages of an embryo, the first 14 days, the cells inside of it have the capacity to eventually reproduce anything in the body, and this is what makes embryonic stem cells so valuable. After the initial stages, though, the embryo starts producing its own specialist organs, a process known as differentiation. The problem is, once this has happened, it isn't possible to turn the clock back. Despite this, scientists have found that adult tissues are capable of producing stem cells. So why don't they just avoid controversial embryonic stem cell research and focus their work on adult stem cells? Associate Professor for Hematology from the School of Medicine at Flinders University, David Turner, says it's not that simple.
Adult stem cells from bone marrow have been used for many, many years in the treatments of certain forms of leukemia. But adult stem cells are much more limited in number. Not many of them can be generated from most tissues. But from other tissues, the brain, the heart, and so on, there may be very, very few stem cells, and they may not in fact be able to produce the full range of tissues.
And controversy surrounding stem cell research comes from the inevitable destruction of the embryo, begging the question, is it okay to destroy a life to potentially save others? Dr. Robin Craig, Director of Gene Search and Thoughtware.
The ethical line is between people who think an embryo, even though it's just a ball of undifferentiated cells, some people think that should have full human rights, and therefore killing an embryo, whether it's involved in cloning research or abortion, is murder, and therefore if you pass a law that allows therapeutic cloning, you're a murderer. You do have to draw the line, what is ethical? I mean, if you want to go on the other end of the scale, it's obviously not ethical to clone yourself, bear a baby, raise it till it's 10, then chop its head off.
And how long is it going to be before we start seeing results?
The technologies are well developed, and if the government funding or funding from other, even private organisations, is there, those are 5 to 10 year things, understanding the controls of differentiation. In terms of getting cells to a particular stage and then actually knowing how to instill them into tissue in the brain or other places like that, I'm much less certain about that. But all I do know is if you don't do the research, it'll never happen.
So the Senate's decision to legalize research into cloned human embryos in addition to embryonic stem cells means scientists aren't putting all their eggs in one basket, or cloned eggs in this case. Xiang Lu, reporting for CCN.